We're here at the 10 Capital team check-in for HoopFest. Ironically, the only one of us playing is the guy who's in charge of it all. We'll get into what to expect this weekend, as well as intro this guy, the latest teammate at 10 Capital. To my right, I've got Riley Stockton, executive director of HoopFest. To my left, Mike Nielsen, the latest teammate at 10 Capital. We're gonna put you on ice here momentarily, even though Mike is coming up on 10 years on the board of HoopFest as well. So lots of tie-ins, but Riley, we know you're a busy guy. First question is, how many people know HoopFest is big, but just how big is HoopFest?
Yeah, we're having another great year. We have 4,730 teams participating on 380 courts. And the number I always tell people that blows them away is 45 city blocks were taken over on Saturday and Sunday. So it should be another big event. We're expecting about 250,000 people down here this
250?
Week.
250?
Yeah.
Wow. That's great, not only for the event, but for the city. Yeah. What have you got on tap this year that's a little bit different from years past?
Yeah, so our biggest thing is going to be everything that's happening on Friday. So while this check-in's going on, we're going to have a women's professional tournament where 32 women that were professionals and then about 20% of them that got drafted by the WNBA this year will be on center court. We're trying to break the world record of bump or knockout, so we need 700 people to come down to center court. Last but not least, we have a 24-hour charity game where 30 guys and gals are going to be playing from 7 a.m. on Friday to 7 a.m. on Saturday, all to raise money for Embrace Washington.
Wow, what is Embrace Washington?
Embrace Washington is an organization that supports underserved youth. And so it's a great fit for us. You know, we do a ton with our Hooptown Youth League with underserved youth and getting them into teams and getting them the love of basketball that we all had growing up.
So explain that a little bit, because everybody knows HoopFest for the tournament. But one of the things that obviously got us to want to be a part of HoopFest, support the cause, is everything you're doing through the year. So maybe flesh that out a little bit more. What are you doing for the community and the kids in the community?
Yeah, you know, HoopFest is a two-day event. So everybody always asks, what do you do the rest of the year? And so we do the youth leagues in town. So we have about 3,500 kids that participate, and they come from 14 different school districts in this area. So we try to do everything we can to keep costs low. So it's events like the 24-hour charity game that help do that. But we don't want any barriers of entry for any of our programs. We want kids, like I was when I was 5 or 6, to have the opportunity to play with their friends, play with kids that they go to school with, and have a great basketball experience. And then, you know, in the summer, we hope they turn out for HoopFest. So that's just one of the many things we try to do in the off season, but it all starts at this event here in end of June.
Well, we appreciate you hopping in, giving us an update. HoopFest, not only a great event, but a great cause to get behind. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. See you soon. We'll let you get going.
Yep.
All right, Mike, your turn. For those of you who don't know, Mike came on full-time just a little over a month ago. For those people who don't know you, Mike, what were you doing before you joined 10 Capital? Give a little bit of background.
Well, I've been here in Spokane for the past 20-plus years. I started U-District Physical Therapy, working with some great partners, and also the Director of Performance at Gonzaga. And so it was so fun to be able to work with one team and be able to transfer that into the next career.
Yeah. When you were at Gonzaga, clearly basketball was a big part of it. People know Gonzaga, obviously, for its outstanding history. One of the things that I found so interesting was how much off-the-court work you were doing with the team around working together, leadership, and how you really saw that transitioning, hopefully, into being able to pass that on to clients in your role as a financial advisor. Could you explain a little bit about what that was at Gonzaga?
Well, it was kind of a funny transition because as a strength coach, the first 5 years I was working there, I thought my job was to get everyone stronger. And then you realize...
Physically
stronger. And then you realize that you don't get stronger in the weight room. You actually get stronger with recovery and nutrition. So I spent the next 5 years really digging into that, making sure that the athletes are really fueled well. And then you realize that everyone you play against is fueled well, they're working out, and so it's not the individual parts that matter, but really how well you come together as a team. And working with people like Coach Few, Lisa Fortier, they really know how to build team. And so for the past 10 years, we've really doubled down on the mental performance side of things, how to be able to not just teach shoot, dribble, pass, but how do you teach grit and growth mindset and gratitude And how do you teach being a good player? And so it's been so fun because I really think those are the most important things about sport.
No, for us, we're always, yeah, you got to have a plan. You got to have a portfolio, clearly. But so much of it is behavioral finance and all the other things that go in besides what might be the meat and potatoes that immediately come to mind, whether it's basketball or finance. How did you get interested in investing?
Well, my whole career started with investing because after I tore my Achilles tendon, I had to figure out what am I going to do with my life before I start playing professional basketball. I had 10 months to recover. And in that process, I thought, man, I love being a strength conditioning coach. So for the next 2 years, I studied, and I got to a point where they hired me on as the part-time assistant strength coach at GU. And I thought I'd made it. 20 hours a week, making 20 grand a year. And I had a trusted mentor say, but what are you going to do to make money? And I'd never thought about it. And so that's when I went down the rabbit hole of, well, can you do what you love, which is the strength conditioning, and then can you also invest, and can you learn how to be able to support your lifestyle? And so that's when I started learning about real estate, the stock market, building up U-District Physical Therapy. And so I really tell people for the last 20 years, all the investing piece allowed me to do my passion. And then I started to see that passion for strength conditioning start to dwindle down because you see these athletes that really could be helped by anyone with the nutrition and the strength conditioning. And I realized what they really needed maybe was some help on the financial side. Mm-hmm. And so these last couple of years, I started thinking about how can I really be of service to our community? And I felt like that was the next logical step.
Well, I know we all listen to the podcast telling us how to get better every year. You've actually embraced that. And every year you kind of pick a theme to really dig in on, correct?
I read an article about Jerry Seinfeld, and he believes the key to his success is he writes just one joke a day. And I thought, how genius is that? You know, one joke is so easy to do, but over the course of a year, it's 365 jokes. And so I thought, I'm going to do that same thing. I'm going to pick one person to study every year and commit to at least 15 minutes a day. Now, on a good day, it might be 3 or 4 hours I study this person. But on my worst days, you have heart surgery, you're sick, you're tired, you're going to study for at least 15 minutes. And so actually the first person I studied was Warren Buffett. And I thought, I love the idea of being able to not just to compound health and compound nutrition and compound happiness, but how do you compound wealth? And so I thought, well, he'd be a really good person to be able to study.
So while you've been full-time for a little over a month, you've been in and around the office and tackling your role, passed your exam, really around the last 9 months. What are you enjoying most about your time so far at 10 or as a financial advisor, and what surprised you the most?
I think the answer to both those questions is the same, which is team. I came on and we really have a true team here. Everyone works together to wrap their arms and come together to serve the client. And it was the same thing I've been doing for 20 years. You know, when I first became a strength coach, I was worried about, well, I'm not a chiropractor and I'm not a physical therapist, and I don't have to be those things. You know, you come and you do what you do really well, and you trust that everyone has the same purpose, which is serving the athlete or now serving the client. So I think that's the thing that's been most surprising is I know this role. I know how to be part of a team, and I know how to be able to lean on other people when I don't have all the answers. And I think that's what I've enjoyed the most.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a minute. Our next event's coming up in October, but whether you're just coming by the office and bump into them or you're at the October quarterly, take some time to come up, say hi to Mike, one of the most optimistic people that I know, a person of great depth. There's always something interesting that he has to say, and we're so excited to have you as part of 10 Capital.
I'm so excited to be here, and I'm so excited to connect with you.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions trends, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.